Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We humans have a rather blunt way of summing it all up. Here today, gone tomorrow. And in between, it's a race, it's a hectic race, and the question has to be asked, where does God fit in? And all of the hurts and all of the goodbyes and all of the trials, where does God fit in? Well, this morning we consider just that as we look at God's salve for a broken heart. And we start with the gospel appointed for this morning, specifically the last part, because it helps us to understand one of the things that we have the most difficulty understanding. Verses 7 through 10. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at my table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We've only done what was our duty. Those are our Lord's words, and they're pretty hard, they're pretty tough on our human egos, so you should say, we are unworthy servants, we have only done what was our duty. And all along we thought that it was God who responds to us because of all that we do for him. All along we thought it was some kind of a bargaining system that has exploded in 21st century America. That bargaining system that goes this way, if I do my best, then God will certainly have to respond. If I do my best, then God will surely come across with all the right goodies, right, of course, according to how I define them. But that term, unworthy servant, directs us to a serious understanding. There's a fierce defect in what we do for God, in all that we do. A fierce defect, in fact, in who we are that makes us unworthy. It's called sin. And our sin has not only brought brokenness and hurt and loneliness and depression, pain and death, but note this, our sin also requires that God do something about removing it, because we're helpless to do anything at all. And that brings us to this medicine, if you will. We find it in the epistle which was read from the lectern. St. Paul writes, God who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And St. Paul writes some pretty stunning truths here. God saved us. God called us to a holy life, not because of anything that we have done, not because of works, but because of his own purpose, because of his own grace. Why does God love me? Why does God love a sinner like me? Because that was his purpose. That was his grace. That's the undeserved love of God for the loveless. Love that entered into our world through his only son, who walked to a cross, who accepted punishment for our less than savory thoughts and words and deeds, who died so that God could say to each of you, I love you and I forgive you. You belong to me. That's salve for hearts broken by sin. It's God's undeserved love. And again, do you really know why God loves you? Because that was his purpose. That's what grace is. St. Paul says it best in Ephesians. He predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. He made us his through faith in Christ's payment for sin, because that was his purpose, that was his pleasure, that was his will. And that's it. The love and the forgiveness, the blessings that God offers through Jesus Christ can't be purchased, not with good works, not with money, not with the occasional spurt of self-sacrifice. The fact is, because of Christ's blood, and willingness to forgive and love us, God's love and forgiveness and his abundant blessings already belong to you. Simply put, we are God's beloved. We are his church, the body of Christ, the communion of saints, none of which we have merited. But rather, it is ours through faith in Christ's work. Faith that he has turned away God's anger that stood against us because of our sin, forever turned away from us. So how do we deal with this frantic, here today, gone tomorrow life that the world throws at us? Where do we find that salve for the hurts that come with daily life in this world? It's Christ Jesus. And everything that he grants to us through his word, everything that he made yours in that holy bath of baptism and the forgiveness of sins that is yours, everything that he makes yours this day through this holy supper, there's strength for living. There's salve for a broken heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.